now joining us. He is David Schoen, a former Trump lawyer. We're going to talk to him about many issues, but he's also the chairman of the board of the Zionist Organization of America. David, thanks so much for joining Chris and I here today.
Thanks, David.
Thank you very much. Great to be here. Mm-hmm.
So, David, would you first tell our listeners, what is the Zionist Organization of America? What all do you do? What's your mission? What's your purpose?
Well, it's the oldest pro-Israel organization in the nation. Had a lot of terrific luminaries as heads of it in the past. But it's an organization dedicated to the safety and security of the state of Israel and to American-Israeli mutual interests and fighting anti-Semitism around the world as well.
David, I'm an African-American, and I want to ask you the question that I get all the time, and why do Jewish people vote overwhelmingly Democratic, which seems to go against their interests? I'm sure you've heard that before.
I've heard it from President Trump. I think most groups, I suppose, don't vote as a monolith. Jewish liberal thinking has been sort of a hallmark throughout the history in America, at least. And, people don't really appreciate the existential situation that Israel faces on a daily basis. And, you know, like in many countries, when people assimilate to the country that they've chosen, other issues become important and their day-to-day becomes important. And some people, I suppose, to fit in more, don't identify so strongly as Jewish. And I don't know. I suppose there are a whole host of reasons.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to David Schoen of the Zionist Organization of America. David, kind of to follow up on Chris's question, we hear a lot of Jewish Americans complain about Donald Trump for the reasons I just explained earlier. Some of them, you know, just like other Americans who don't like Trump, they don't like his tweets, they don't like his attitude. On the other hand, I've heard from a lot of conservative Jewish Americans as well that they freaking love Donald Trump. And they said, look, Donald Trump has done more for the Jewish American people and for the state of Israel than any previous president. He accomplished things that other presidents on both sides of the aisle just talked about doing. Donald Trump actually did them, and I believe that's why, one of the many reasons why you all have awarded him with this high honor that the ZOA bestows on certain select individuals.
Right. So, as you correctly say, on November 13th at the Zionist Organization of America's annual gala, President Trump will be getting the Theodore Herzl Medallion. It's only been given out a couple times in the past, Winston Churchill, Harry Truman, Israeli Prime Minister, and so on, because of the recognition of what you said. You know, you said it in your introduction. People may not like some of the ways in which President Trump said things and tweets things and so on, but it's hard to argue with the facts. Let me just give you, in a nutshell, a couple facts that led to this kind of award. Despite facing obstacles like the Mueller and so-called investigation and all of the things aimed at tearing down President Trump during his administration, he acted on principle rather than political expediency for the first time in a very long time on foreign relations. First of all, he called terrorists terrorists. That's a fundamental step, but he took it. You have the Abraham Accords, peace accords that were unthinkable before, with Israel and the UAE, Bahrain, Morocco, Sudan, and so on and so forth, and would have been much more had they continued. The Taylor Force Act, great American servicemen killed by Palestinian terrorists. So he passed an act that said, under President Trump's administration, that said, this pay-for-slay program won't be tolerated anymore. That is, I litigated a case, I represent American victims of terrorism, specifically Palestinian terrorism. Mm-hmm. And during the course of one of those cases, developed a lot of evidence about this, what they call a martyr program. A Palestinian terrorist kills an American citizen and is then given payments, that terrorist and that terrorist's family. Memorials are put up, stadiums are named after them, and so on. And we finally said, enough is enough. Money is fungible. If we give money to the Palestinian Authority, that money is going to go to these martyr payments. Abbas, will you condemn it? And he said, absolutely not. We continue to pay it. These people are heroes. So you have that. You have withdrawing from the UN Human Rights Council, anti-American, anti-Israeli, anti-Semitic, corrupt body headed by some of the leading purveyors of terrorism. They're announcing that the Jerusalem embassy is in the eternal capital of the Jewish people in Jerusalem, our embassy to Israel. On and on and on. Golan Heights belongs to Israel and always will. And then the Iran deal. He called it out for what it was. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, now we seem to be headed back down that road with the same people who negotiated under the Obama administration now back negotiating again, I believe, against American interests.
David, Benjamin Netanyahu seems to be Israel's FDR. I think this will be his fifth premiership since the last 12 or something years. How many political lives does this guy have?
that's really a great question. You know, he's a very engaging sort of guy. There's a lot of charm to him and all of that. But I think that ultimately the Israeli people conclude that during his administration, they felt more secure and the economy was better and so on. And they feel like the trial against him is disintegrating. But in any event, security, you know, is a major issue when you're living under these existential threats. The question is going to be, can he really put together a coalition that lasts? Israel can't continue this instability in its government over and over and over again.
I would think not. Speaking to David Schoen, chairman of the board of the Zionist Organization of America. David, we kind of touched on this question a little earlier when we were asking you in general about kind of the political leanings of Jewish Americans. I'm wondering if the phenomenon that we're seeing happening amongst the Hispanic American community, amongst segments of the African American community, is it happening amongst the Jewish American community with the fact that, you know, they saw that here you had a president in Donald J. Trump do the things that you just mentioned, all the things he mentioned versus previous presidents on both sides of the aisle just talking about them. Are we starting to see Jewish Americans moving away from the Democratic Party, especially with the rise of some pretty virulent anti-Semites within that party?
Right. I don't know the answer to that. Frankly, I represented the Democratic Party earlier this year. I represent Libertarian candidates, represented many parties across the spectrum. But I'll tell you what phenomenon, to me at least, has struck me over the last couple of years that I haven't seen before. And that is what I call the hate squad. Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, that whole crowd. The normalizing, in a sense, within the Congress of blatant anti-Semitism, racism, bigotry, and that sort of thing, to the extent that the leaders of the party appear to be, you know, cowed by it, intimidated by it, and I don't understand it. I don't understand why President Biden would see a need to pander to that group that clearly makes these outrageous statements, and then they complain when they say, well, they're being threatened for, you know, what they say unfairly and that sort of thing. So I don't know. I don't think Jewish voters think as a monolith. I think that when you try to fit into a society, other things become more important to you, perhaps. You want to be held out as a liberal thinker and that sort of thing. And so I don't know if there's a trend toward this. I do know that the Orthodox community certainly values all of these kinds of things that I've been talking about, the progress that was made under this administration, and really values the safety of the state of Israel. By the way, for, Jews on the left would also say that they value security of the state of Israel. But I think that many are being extraordinarily naive, because virtually everything under the sun has been offered to Abbas and his predecessor. And as Abba Iban said, who himself was relatively left-wing, Palestinians have never missed an opportunity to miss an opportunity.
David, President Trump kept his campaign promise and moved our embassy to Jerusalem. Australia followed suit and did that as well. But there's been rumblings the last couple of weeks that they're going to move their embassy back to Tel Aviv. Why do you think that is happening, and what's your thoughts?
I hate to use too strong a word, but I think it's despicable, frankly. And I think it's, again, undermines the idea that principles should carry the day in foreign policy. I think it's pandering to the Biden administration. Biden administration appointed an ambassador in the state of Israel, ultra-left, and, you know, against things like having the embassy. That school of thought sees everything that the Palestinians complain about as being provocative. Well, of course, the existence of the state of Israel is provocative to the Palestinian Authority. They would prefer that it didn't exist, and they'd like to take any step possible to make sure it didn't exist. I think it's horrible when countries pander like this. There's no, every other country in the world gets to choose the site of its capital. There's no question that Jerusalem is and must be the eternal capital of the Jewish people and the Jewish state.
David, thanks so much for joining us today. Folks, we encourage you to go to ZOA.org if you want more information about the Zionist Organization of America. Founded in 1897, they are honoring Donald Trump next week, or in a couple of weeks, as the greatest president ever for Israel and American Jews. David, it was great having you on. We hope to have you back again soon sometime.
Thanks, David.
You guys are terrific. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.